Summary of the laws of Pesach, the laws relating to Bir Chametz. When is Bir Chametz, the burning of the Chametz, to take place? How is it to take place? Must one burn all the Chametz that he has, or only some of it? Can it be destroyed in other ways? Can it be simply left in a public area? Can you throw it in your building garbage, or leave it in your house garbage? So one of the major positive commands relating to Pesach is the mitzvah, the biblical command, to do Bir Chametz, to destroy the Chametz before Pesach. And it is based on this command that we have the famous tradition of burning the Chametz on Erev Pesach. It is not required that one burn all the Chametz he has in his home. And so long as he burns a kazayis of the Chametz, he fulfills the mitzvah of Bir Chametz. The remaining Chametz may be discarded in a public for all area, hence removing any ownership from it, consequently causing that when the Isser of owning Chametz arrives, it's no longer his to be transgressed. Customarily, we save the chametz that one found during the search, including the 10 pieces of bread, to be burnt the next day. Although, if one wants, one can add other chametz to it as well, even though there's no requirement. One needs to be careful to destroy the chametz prior to the 6th hour of the day in order to then say the bittul, which can only be done before the 6th hour, as we discussed in the previous shiur. It does not suffice to simply disown the chametz, but it must be also placed in a public for all area if you don't plan on burning it. What is the definition of a public for all area? So public for all area comes to negate a private garbage in your home or in your building, which is only available for the tenants of that building. In such a case, rabbinically, it is considered the chametz is yours even if you disowned it, being that people of the public do not all have access to it. Therefore, care must be taken that starting from even the day before Erev Pesach, to not throw chametz into local garbages that only belong to the building or are privately owned, unless these garbages will be collected before the 6th hour of the day on Erev Pesach. In a case that one has no choice, such as, according to city law, he must leave his garbage in his private garbages until the pickup, then a number of etzas of advice have been given in the Paiskim dealing with this question. And practically, the best thing is to make sure that there is no chametz that is a kazayis or more in the garbage, and if there is, then to spill bleach on it. Thus, it's not enough just to throw your garbage in the building chute of the garbage, but you actually have to make sure that it will be gotten rid of, destroyed, before the 6th hour, or you should, as we said before, bleach it or make sure it's less than a kazayis, each individual piece. It is forbidden for one to discard the chametz in a public for all area with intent to retrieve after Pesach if it's still there. And if he does so, it's as if he never disowned it and he continues to transgress. The ability to disown your chametz and throw it in a public for all area is only until the start of the 6th hour of the day in Erev Pesach. Once that time begins, it no longer helps to disown it, and it must be destroyed through burning or other methods. No matter which method one uses, it must be destroyed to the point that people cannot benefit from it anymore. However, it does not have to be destroyed to the point that animals can't benefit from it. The following are the mentioned valid methods of destroying other than burning. One can break the chametz into crumbs and then throw it into the wind or into the sea. Alternatively, one can flush it down the toilet. Nonetheless, initially, it is proper to specifically destroy it through burning, in which case it is to be burnt until it becomes like charcoal. Or, when burning prior to the 6th hour, as is the custom, burnt to the point that it's no longer fit for a dog to eat. Thus, as we mentioned in a previous year, one is to make sure to stand over his chametz and make sure that at least a kazayis of it gets burnt to this point in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Bir Chametz, as the mitzvah of Bir Chametz cannot be fulfilled simply through disowning it and throwing it out, but it needs to be actually burnt or destroyed in one of the other methods. In addition to burning the chametz that you found during the search, one is also to burn his badika kit, which includes the spoon and the candle. Some also have the custom to use the aravis, which were hid on Hashanah Rabbah, as fuel to burn the chametz. Although prior to the start of the 6th hour, it is technically permitted to get benefit from this fire that is used for burning the chametz, such as to barbecue a marshmallow or a hot dog, practically the custom is not to do so, and it should not be used for anything other than the burning of the chametz. It's proper for every chametz owner to personally burn at least a kazayis of his chametz, rather than send someone else to do it for him, as is always the rule, mitzvah bai, yaiser mibishluchai. Once a kazayis of his chametz has been burnt, one can then say the kol chamira and leave, so long as the chametz is currently in a public for all area. However, when burning it in one's house, in one's property, or burning it after the 6th hour of the day, then one must make sure that all the chametz is completely burnt. If one does not own chametz, there is no obligation for one to buy chametz in order to fulfill the mitzvah of bir chametz, although one who desires to be stringent upon himself may do so.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.